NRP S2 E11 e-commerce. Hello, ladies and gents. Today we're going to be talking about e-commerce. Now, there's a lot of different levels of e-commerce, and I'm going to try and divide them up into sections and try and explain how to do things. Now, with all things my stuff, you want to go to my website and check out links I share and try and help, you know, because examples and whatnot are just easier to read and view rather than hear me describe them. Also, you're going to want to take your own time to do some research and find options that maybe I haven't found trying to find examples. Maybe you're going to find somebody a lot cheaper. Maybe you know a guy who knows a guy for something. So, and also, don't remember, I'm not an expert. I don't claim to be. I just claim to be a dude who's been looking into this stuff. If anybody comes at you telling you that they know exactly how to do something, yeah, questionable. Wonder how they know so much. So anyway, let's talk about selling stuff. Now, obviously, the easiest way to sell stuff yourself on your website is with a shopping cart plugin. If you have WordPress running, like I know I do and a lot of people who have blogs do, there's things like WP eCommerce, WordPress Simple PayPal Shopping Cart, ShopperPress, ArtPal, Cart66. Now, some of these are free and some of them are premium. You know, you have to pay for, sometimes you just pay for the license and it gives you a year or so much of free tech support. You know, some of it's just take it, do what you want to it, but don't expect anything. Some are full-fledged shopping carts. Some just take an online payment processing outlet and merge it with your site and make it easier for you to accept things. There are very simple ways to do things, taking online payments with PayPal, Google Checkout. This also translates into the meat space world, because if you use credit cards and you want to have a credit card reader, PayPal makes their own, which, you know, works in unison with their online thing. So there's that. There's also Square, which came out before PayPal, and there's others. They're trying to enter the credit card market for people that are doing things at conventions and other things. I've got Square and I haven't done anything through it yet. I tried to take a card and I wasn't too good at it because I'm still new to the whole thing with it, but it was an interesting experience to be at a convention and say, well, I can take plastic, I just haven't, and it's a lot easier when my books were really cheap at the time. Anyway, that's getting off topic. So, there's WordPress plugins. There's also open source carts like ZenCart and OpenCart. You know, find what works for you. Sometimes you want to plug into your blogging software. Sometimes you just want something whole hog that's dedicated just to this site, just for keeping inventory, that can give you stats, that can make tags and inventory and moving back and forth between listings of things easier. It all depends on what your system is, and I recommend trying things out. There's also online storefronts and auction sites. You know, we all know about eBay and other things like Etsy. Now, the thing about Etsy is that they make their money by you listing your item. You still have to handle shipping your thing out to the person, but the thing that they provide is that they provide an audience of eyes of people looking for things, looking for handmade things or art, or you know, if you make jewelry, stuff like that. Etsy is where you list things, and it can help if you're looking for that kind of audience. You know, if you're like, oh man, I really wish I could find a place that I could just sell my homemade little crocheted bikini babes or my crocheted lolcats. You fit into that particular niche, you know, and also there are numerous niches on Etsy, but, you know, if that's where you fall into, it can work. There's also places like Shopify and Big Cartel that are just online stores where you list your stuff and people do the sales through them, but you still have to handle inventory and shipping things out and whatnot. And again, there are some sites that, you know, they do stuff free, and then you can, obviously, these sites wouldn't exist if they couldn't make money from it, so they'll charge you more for better images for your site, or more products, you know, stuff like that. It's a matter of checking things out. I mean, personally, I mean, if you're going to use an established site like eBay or Etsy to sell your work, it's best to try and use it for what advantage it brings you. There's the audience, the ease of use. I mean, personally, I know most of us would really rather have an online fulfillment service that'll take care of printing and shipping the things when an order comes in. Like, say you want to have posters or you want to have shirts, stuff like that. There are ways and places to do that. I mean, as mentioned in the previous episode, places like Lulu, places like Zazzle, CreateSpace, Cafe Press, Redbubble, and Society6. These are places that will, when someone takes an order, it says, "Ooh, I want to buy that pillow with Bill Murray's head on it." That's an actual thing. You can buy this pillow, and they'll print it, sew it all together, and ship it out, and you just get the check for it. The thing is, when you do that, you realize that there's the base price, which is not only the cost of the product, cost of the materials, there's also the cost of the labor of shipping it out, and their cut of the profit from it. So you get, of that $13 base price that goes out beforehand, and then you tag on your $3 for each thing that you're making. Now, it's a matter of inventory, and it's a matter of how worth it is it to you that, well, I just want to be able to have the option. Like I've said before, there's places like MadCloud that, you know, people want to order a copy of one of my books, one of my floppy series books, you know, rather than a full collection like I'm going to be putting out later. It's easier to get if it's online, if it's a print on demand, because you don't have to keep a stock of it and have hundreds of copies of each issue, and then somebody orders one and you have to get more. And it's also less of a hassle, because when an order comes in, you don't have to be the one responsible for getting it shipped out. Now, I'm going to talk about shipping in a minute, but again, it's a matter of how much profit you want to get. And really, if you're doing solid business printing through Lulu or any of these other places that print books and things you can ship out, like shirts yourself, once you start doing really solid business, it's best just to buy the things at the base price of getting these things actually printed, and then when an order comes in, shipping them out yourself. You know, sometimes it can take an army of friends, and there's going to be things, there are online fulfillment companies getting started that that make it easier to ship that stuff. But, you know, right now, for the average person starting out, it depends on what you do. There are these online fulfillment houses that are easier to print stuff out and ship, and then there's stuff like Etsy, where if you're making one handmade thing at a time and you're paying to list it, it's all a matter of what you see looking into it. Now, shipping. There's things like Uline for getting shipping materials, big tubes and boxes and packaging, all kinds of stuff, Uline.com. And then there's also Indicia.com for printing postage, and Stamps.com has similar things. One is associated with the post office, and the other is another company. And they will give you digital forms and stuff for doing customs, for weighing things on a thing, so you know exactly how much postage to print out. These are important things. When you're shipping something, say, out of the country, and you have to have customs forms printed out, they'll tell you, and you can know the exact amount of postage, and so you don't have to just cover something with stamps and hope it gets there. So there's that. And if you're using an online fulfillment house, well, then you don't have to worry about, you know, like if you live in a small apartment, you can't afford storage, well, at least an online place might work. I mean, you can go back and forth. You can have an online fulfillment for a while, and then once you start realizing where the money is to be made, you can start renting storage and start printing your actual books. And of course, there's taking payment. Now, online, it's been an interesting development over the years, where online, people were first really timid about buying stuff online, and now it's really, people have bills set to automatically get repaid online with their credit cards and with stuff like that, and through PayPal subscriptions and all kinds of different stuff, where it's a lot easier these days to do stuff, and people really like it when they don't have to go through you. You know, I mean, I get kind of iffy when I go to a site and it's like, oh, I have to give you my credit card number and name? You don't just want to send me to PayPal for that, and so I don't ever have to tell you who I am? That's, you know, because, I mean, granted, when people buy things from you, it's a matter of trust and like, oh, I want to support this person. But sometimes there's a product you want to get and you don't know the people, you know. It's like, if somebody makes this software, but I don't know anything about these software developers, PayPal has my money and they don't need to share anything with I don't need to share anything with these people. It gives you that, even if it's a phony amount of self, you know, a protection in your mind and makes you feel safer. There's things like PayPal and Google Checkout. But at the end of the day, things are going better with online purchases and making things easier for people to take. Now, thing to remember, though, if you're doing adult content, especially pornography, now this is a thing for artists that, you know, selling porn, PayPal doesn't want to take money for that, and they don't do credit card processing for people that do that, so there are, you have to look into alternatives. I mean, there are a few that out there, and they're kind of monopolizing, and it's something to be aware of. Now, I'm not judging. I'm just letting you know that that's a hurdle you have to climb, and it's something to be aware of, like many other things when you're getting out there. Be smart, do a lot of research, compare things, and figure out a plan. So that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you all on the other side. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.